Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Sure. My name is Neil Harrington.
Thank you. And I'm just waiting on this information to load. One moment.
You're welcome.
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
23 West 42nd Street, Bayonne, New Jersey, zip code 07002.
Thank you. And how could I help you?
Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm on a six month mailing list or something. Like you send like, or whatever, you send a whole like box of them. Am I on a list to where I automatically get it? Because I haven't received my box of Omex 3 yet, and I just wanted to check to see if, you know, everything is okay.
Okay, well, let me see here one moment.
Yeah, I get something like six, I don't know, there's like six of them in a box, something like that, six boxes I have in a big box, like a small big box.
Right. Okay, well, I'm checking into that for you now. One moment.
Okay. And I'm not really even sure how long the supply lasts. I just take them, you know.
Thank you for being patient. One moment.
No problem. No problem at all.
On the computer,
honey. It's on the package, honey. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong place. I don't know.
Well, just ask your
IT. Okay. Thank you for being patient. I'm so sorry about that hold. I'll be with you.
That's
in
all right.
A few moments.
No problem. I'm your easiest customer.
Answer that question.
And then I have a question for you afterwards.
Okay. And do you have the order ID number from your last order?
I don't save it.
Okay. Well, I'm still getting this located for you, so thank you for being patient with me.
Okay. I guess I should have saved them. I didn't know I had to. The next box I get, I'll definitely save. I mean, I've been getting these things for years.
Okay. Bear with me a few moments. I'm still getting this located.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm seeing that you have an account, but
yes.
I'm not seeing an active subscription on your account.
I don't understand why.
Well, let me see here one moment. Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still
okay.
here. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here with you, checking into that for you. I do appreciate you being patient. I'll be with you in just a few quick moments.
Okay.
I'm still here. One moment.
Does it have, like, what I was paying and everything? I mean, does it have that information?
No, sir. It just has an account with your name and mailing address, but it says customer hasn't placed any orders. So I have my supervisor checking into this for you as well. That's what
yeah,
it's taking.
Yeah, because I got a reduced rate, and, like, that rate was going to be my rate, you know, for, like, as long as I was going to get the product. And I said, okay, that's great, you know.
Right. Okay, well, we're checking into this for you. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience.
If I had that number, would that make a difference?
Well, I could have tried to get it located with the order number to see if there's maybe a different account. Because sometimes customers do have two accounts, one that was maybe accidentally made and the one that they actually are using actively. So
wow.
That's why I was asking for the order ID
number. I'll start looking in my drawers for something. This is crazy.
Well, it's usually in your email if you have an email confirmation.
No, I don't have
confirming
an email confirmation.
Your order. Okay. Well, it's fine. We're still looking into it for you. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So do you know if you were maybe getting it from Amazon? Because we do sell it there, too. Do you know
I don't
you have
an Amazon account
with them?
I don't
okay.
have an Amazon account. I don't do anything through Amazon. I've
okay.
never had an Amazon account. I paid like $150-something, and I was getting it 6 months supply and well, the box, it had like, I think it had like six boxes in it or something. So I,
right.
I don't know how long was the six boxes. Yeah, the six boxes is for a month, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. It's six boxes. You can get it up to every 6 months.
Right.
And we do have a subscription on that for $159.96. It's just that I'm not seeing where you had a subscription in the past.
I've been getting this thing for years.
But I can go ahead and place the order for you now.
Okay. Is it the same price I was paying?
Well, with the subscription, it's $159.96.
Yeah, I'm just saying, was that the price I was paying before? Do you see that on your computer or anything?
No, sir, I'm not able to see any old orders. They're actually saying that you haven't placed any orders at all.
Honey, after getting this stuff for 3 years, you're telling me I didn't place any orders. You got to love this. I can't make this up. Okay. I don't understand either. Okay. I'll just pay. What if it's more money for whatever I was paying? I have to, because I take this stuff. I'm depending on it.
Okay.
Is there some kind of address you can give me of the CEO of the company so I can write this thing up and send them a nice letter? Because this is kind of crazy. You're nice, but, I mean, how they can turn around and totally lose an account, I'll never know. Okay? So let me go and redo this whole thing, and then you can send me the address I can send this letter to, and we'll go from there. Maybe,
okay.
You know, they can charge me whatever they were supposed to be charging me.
Okay, and you do want to place an order today, right?
Yes, I do want to place an order. I've been getting this thing for years. There's no reason for me to stop now.
Okay.
Now, this order you're going to do, it's going to be replenished each time, like my old
right.
order that never existed is going to be done?
Yes, it is going to be on a subscription. So the most that I could do it right now, it's on every 3 months, so it's going to be on an every 3 month subscription. Of course, you can always call to change that. You know, if you didn't want the up-and-coming order, you can extend it out.
Well,
or if you want
the six boxes is for every 6 months, right?
Wait, the six boxes, it is for every 6 months. But when you're first placing an order, you're unable to pick the every 6 month option. It only goes to every 3 months. But we can change, once the order has been placed, I can change it. Once you have received this first order, you can give us a call and we can change it to whichever order number you were wanting next. So let's just say.
So how much is this one going to cost me?
It's still going to be the $159.96.
Okay. Okay.
And would you happen to know your Omex Health password? Or you're not sure?
Omex Health password? I never was asked the Omex Health password.
Okay, well, let me see. Okay, so I'm going to send you a email. And so basically the email that you're going to receive, it's just going to ask you to activate your Omex Health account, and then it's going to send you.
But I don't do anything over the computer. I never have. In the 3 years or how long has I been getting this stuff for? 3 years or more?
More.
Probably
well, we
about 5 years?
We have had.
For the 5 years that I've been getting this thing, I've never done anything over the computer. I don't do anything over the computer.
Well, we have had some system updates, I would say, in the last 8 or 9 months. So basically, we
so your system update crashed the account? Is that what you're saying?
So basically, with you having a subscription, I would have to log on to your Omex Health account in order to place that subscription order. So you have been created an Omex Health account, but you would have to activate it. So I'm going to send you an email. It is really simple. You're just creating a password, and then you could just give me that password.
Okay, let me go to the email.
Okay, I am sending it now. It should be to you shortly.
Do you have my email?
Yes, and we have the THEKOD 1313.
No, see, now that was my old email. That email, I wiped that thing out a year ago.
Okay, so this is
email. So log this down that you've had an email that was a year old to prove to these people that I've been getting this stuff for 5 years.
Okay, so what is your current email?
My current email is the same thing, only it's 3131.
Okay.
The only thing I need to know is if I'm paying more money than what I was contracted to pay. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
At Gmail.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, and I understand.
If that's the case, I shouldn't be paying the upgraded price.
I get you completely. But unfortunately, since we're not seeing like an old order, then we're unable to.
And you'll never
see
an old, even if I gave you an order number, that wouldn't help anyway, right?
Well, it may.
If you have, I gotta find an old order number now, honey. I know. I've been throwing that shit out. This is aggravating. Okay, well, it's only money. Okay, let's do this thing then.
Okay, so I have gotten that email updated, and I'm going to be getting this email sent out to that email. 1 month. So it should be to you shortly.
Okay. Okay, I have it. Customer read. Let's read it. Activate your account.
Right.
Okay, so I will activate my account. And I'm creating a password. So I have to create a password. Okay, let's create a password. Let's create a password. It's totally different. Oh, I know what to create. How many things do I have to put on this thing?
It can be short, so you can use...
And a letter?
At the minimum, it's about 4 letters and 2 numbers.
2 numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And you can call that out to me whenever you're ready.
Password confirmation when matched the provided password. Okay, so I'm going to do this again, right? Is that the idea?
Yes.
Okay. And confirm the password. Activate the account. Okay. Click here to... Okay. So now it's telling me Neil Harrington, 23 West 42nd Street, Bayonne, New Jersey. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now what do I do? Log out or I tell you what it is? Or
right.
What do I do?
So I would need the password now.
OMAX 13.
Thank you. And that's all lowercase?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. 1 moment.
You're welcome. This $159 for 3 months sounds about the same. That's right. That sounds like what I was paying, right? That was the price. Okay. Well, then that was the price. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's a shame you just can't start doing the 6 month thing right away. But now, so now, once I get the 3 month supply, which is going to be half of the 159, whatever,
it is. it is still going to be 6 boxes, but I can only make it for 3 months at the moment. So once you receive this order that I'm placing on today, you're more than likely still going to have product when it comes to your 3-month mark. So you can give us a call and we can extend that out at that point.
In other words, you're going to mail me the big box that has
mm-hmm.
the 6 boxes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to call you up to set up a thing to where you're going to mail it every 6 months. Is that the idea?
Well, you can give us a call. Yes, at that point, we could change it to 6 months.
In other words, if I don't give you a call, you're going to send me that amount every 3 months? Is that what you're
right.
saying?
That is correct. It would still be on an every 3 month subscription.
Oh, okay. So, because some people take 2 in the morning and 2 at night instead
yes.
of me just taking the 2 at night. Is that the idea?
Right. Yes, sir. Some people do.
Okay. Now I understand. Okay, fine.
And your address is still correct, right? The 23 West?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised that this is the same price as what I was paying, so that's good. Unless I caught you at the right time or something.
And I am ready for that card number whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my wallet.
Sure.
Doesn't make sense to complain about anything because I'm getting what I need anyway. But that is crazy. Okay. It was meant to be. And I called. Yeah, honey. Okay. Let me find the darn card here. Okay. Got it. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. 5140.
Mm-hmm.
2180. 3454.
Mm-hmm.
7461.
Thank you. And is that a Visa card or what exactly?
That's a MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. And the expiration date?
11-23.
Thank you. And the security code?
The security code on the back is 312.
Thank you. And I would just have to explain the terms and conditions. It's just basically saying that I understand I'm agreeing to a subscription that will renew at the same price of the $159.96 and at the frequency, and which is 3 months at this moment. Just basically making sure that you understand that it is a subscription.
Right, and this is the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, correct?
Yes, sir, the fish oil supplement. Yes.
Okay, very good. And then when I receive this box,
mm-hmm.
then I got to call back up again and make it for 6 months instead of 3 months.
Right.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna need that card number one more time just to make sure I have it correct.
Okay. Well, why don't you just repeat it back to me?
Well, I wouldn't be able to for security purposes.
Oh, okay. 5140.
Mm-hmm.
2180. 3454. 7461.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the expiration date?
Is 11-23.
Thank you. And the security code?
And the security code is 312.
Okay.
All's well that ends well.
And I'm going to give you the order ID number as soon as it comes up here. One moment.
Now, should I save? Is there anything I should save so that if this account gets wiped out, I don't
mm-hmm.
have a problem?
Right. So I am going to give you the order ID number, and also you should be receiving an email as well. Come into your email shortly confirming that order.
Yeah, because when I get the packages, there's like a, you know, there's an invoice inside the packages, and that has the order ID number?
It depends. If it's it usually starts with an S as in Sam and an H as in Harold. So that is usually the order number if you are seeing those two letters at the beginning of it.
Okay, so when I see an SH after that, that's the order number. Okay.
Yes, but the order has been placed successfully. Usually shipping takes up to 7 days, 14 days.
No, no problem, because I still have another package of this stuff left. I was wondering why I wasn't receiving it, you know, because I always get it, you know.
Right.
And all of a sudden, what?
Apologize.
Yeah, no, that's all right. It is what it is.
And was there anything else that I could do for you today?
You could just let them know that there might be other people that are in the same banana boat as I am, that something wiped out a lot of accounts because there's absolutely no reason for this to happen. So,
right. And I understand completely. I am going to leave a detailed note here just stating what we spoke about today.
Yeah, and let them know I was getting this stuff for 5 years. So it's like it was only this past month that all of a sudden there's nothing, you know, there's no, you know, record of anything.
Right. Yes.
Now, if I receive two boxes, then I know that somehow the other one, which was lost in the system,
mm-hmm.
is still active. And
right.
if that's the case, then I have to call you back up again and cancel this one, correct?
Yes, sir. If you,
okay,
if
so what is the number that I have to give them to cancel this one in case I get two boxes of this stuff?
Well, there isn't any number. We usually just get it located with sometimes your phone number, your email. It has been updated now, and your first and last name. It usually comes up that way.
Okay. Because we just tried to do it, and nothing came up, if you remember.
Right. Yes, and I do.
Okay. Okay, so you're telling me you want to do the same thing that didn't work the last time. I'm just saying.
No, sir. I'm just explaining that you do have.
Okay.
It looks like you do have an open and active account now, especially
okay.
with you having a new subscription. So
okay. You've been absolutely terrific. I appreciate all your patience and everything else. I mean, you can't help the system, and I just wanted to thank you very, very much.
Oh, that
okay?
was no
and
problem.
I want you and your family to have a great, great holiday, okay? You
oh,
deserve
thank you.
It.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Denise.